You're listening to Drive On Live with Jason Wilder.
Freedom. And here we are on Live 89.5. That song quite relevant because freedom to some people is to go running, to have a nice time, sort of just freeing their mind and just having some space. But there's a different style of running and involved with running and also bicycles and also swimming, and that is the triathlon. And it's time now here on Live 89.5 to talk about the next triathlon, which is the Laguna Phuket Triathlon 2019. Cunette's joining me in the studio. Sawadee ka, Cunette.
Good afternoon.
How are you?
Very good, and you?
Yeah, very good. Nice. Well, thank you for coming down from Laguna to say hello and tell us about this great event.
Thank you for having us here.
You're very welcome. Okay, so for anyone who doesn't know about the triathlon yet, and all, because it's not just the triathlon, there is actually other events, running events that are happening as well at this year's Laguna Triathlon, Phuket Triathlon 2019.
Right.
Tell us all about what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's actually 2 years ago when we celebrated the 30th anniversary of Laguna Phuket that we launched the LPT charity fun run on the Saturday prior to the Laguna Phuket Triathlon. So next Saturday, 23rd of November, it will be the LPT charity fun run. It includes 2K kids run, 5K and 10K charity fun run. And then on Sunday, it will be the Laguna Phuket Triathlon with the sprint distance 25 for 25 sprint.
Wow, that's amazing. So it's obviously like there is some hardcore athletes who are getting ready, because the triathlon itself is, how does it work? To anyone who doesn't know, is it the running first or the bicycle first or the swimming first?
For Phuket, we have to do the swim first. And usually they do the swim first anyway, because it's kind of the most difficult one. So you go into the swim 1.8 kilometer at LPT. So you start on the beach nearby Africa Laguna Phuket Resort and Dusitani, and then 1.3 kilometer in the ocean, and then you go back up a little bit, and then you swim in the lake for another 500 meter. So that 1.8k swim, and then you go for a 50 kilometer bike that will go up on the hill through the local villages. The beauty of Talang area in Phuket, and then you come back to Laguna Phuket Resort and you run for 12 kilometers within the resort, and that's the entire Laguna Phuket triathlon.
Wow, that's amazing. That is amazing. I like that. I like the way it goes from in the sea and then out and then freshen up in through the lagoon. So it's like, so you're not as salty when you get on the bike. That's pretty cool. That's quite unique for many triathlons.
It's one of our signatures.
Amazing. Yeah. And then the 50K bike ride through some of the most beautiful areas of the world, you know,
and
if
the
not beyond.
Naiton Hill is known as very challenging and very beautiful bike course.
It's hardcore. It's so big.
You have to be trained for
it. Yeah, this is it. People have been training for a long time for this moment, so it's great. And obviously now on the rise with Laguna Marathon, we see popularity. It's getting bigger every year. So it gives people a chance, and people will be super excited about this. Now, for registration, is there still room for people to register?
We have 3 categories, and one is already sold out, the 25x25 sprint, the short distance triathlon race. It's been very popular. We launched it last year to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Laguna Phuket Triathlon. So we still have the full distance Laguna Phuket Triathlon open until the 17th of November, as well as the LPT charity fun run is still also open.
Okay, because that one's more like just get everyone involved. Right. It's more of a fun run and what everyone loves to do here on Phuket.
You can do the registration online at lagunaphukettri.com.
I like that. So the 25 for 25, which people unfortunately can't register now, missed out on that one. But it seems nice because it seems like you're still doing all the activities of the triathlon, just shorter distances. It's 0.5 kilometers swim, 18.5 kilometer bike, and then 6K run. So it's like a mini triathlon. It's nice. It's like a half triathlon, isn't it?
Yeah, altogether it's 25 kilometers. And we launched it last year to celebrate the 25th anniversary. So we kind of want to play on the number 25 a little bit.
Yeah, that's cool. And I like the way that I just kind of simplified it. It's just that and that and that. I wouldn't be able to do it. I don't mind admitting right now, I wouldn't be able to do
it. It's never too late to
it's
train.
Never too late. I know, but I need to start training first. If I'm sitting here, I just can't jump into that. Okay, so that's fantastic. So what kind of numbers are you sort of expecting for the sort of like whole event overall?
It's been growing each year, and this year we once again are expecting to see more than 2,000 athletes over the race weekend. So we are very excited for that. And we are also excited to be once again welcoming all the world champions and pro athletes from around the world to Phuket during the race weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. So who's okay. would I know anyone, or because it's like
you might.
Right, maybe.
You might have seen them when you were there last year or the year before. We are having Michael Rillard. If you're familiar with his name, he's been our triple champion during 2015 to 17. So if he wins again this year, he will be the four-time champion for LPT. He's from Germany, and he's been trained in Phuket on and off, so he should be one to watch in terms of performances. And we have Massimo Sigana from Italy. He's already a four-time champion, so it's going to be exciting to see between Michael Rillard and Massimo, like, who's going to be... Do we have another four-time champion, LPT, this year, or if Massimo will make his fifth time win at LPT?
Great, right. So these are the ones to beat, then, yeah.
Right, and on the female side, we have Imo. We know her as Imogen Simmons. She's frequent in Phuket as a rising star in the triathlon world, and she just did her debut in Kona, the world champion triathlon race, so she did perform very well too. So we're excited to have her back to LPT this Sunday. She will be racing against Yvonne Van Vleuten from Austria, so and also Beth McKenzie from the US, coming with her husband Luke McKenzie from Australia. So it's going to be a exciting pro lineup this weekend at Laguna Phuket Triathlon.
So for people who watch the triathlons all around the world, who know these, they'll know these names for sure, right, because they take part in the international world circuit. And it's great, isn't it, to have these kind of superstars to come as well. It's inspirational. It gives the younger audience, the younger kids who are probably doing this and getting involved, because now fitness is a big thing, not just like for older people to feel younger. The younger guys and girls today, they're all getting involved, aren't they? They're all getting super fit. So this is a cool event to inspire kids, isn't it?
Right. It's really cool to see like rising star like Imogen and other younger generation of triathlon, that sometimes we have like black horses win in the year, like we have never heard of them before, you know, it's new pros. Yes, so no, it's
really
very
cool.
Yeah,
that
very
is really cool.
Cool.
And we were saying as well, because obviously at Laguna Marathon, there is some superstar celebrities, not just in the sports world, like Pitoon comes and runs as well. And that's like, you know, that's gone now superstar, like megastar. He's like incredible and a great inspiration to all. You were saying someone else, a Thai superstar, is going to be doing their first triathlon.
We have Kunmeji. Her name is Anoma Cook. She is actually a very famous Thai celebrity who turns fitness guru, and she just tried her triathlon not long ago. So LPT will be her first time this year, and will be her second triathlon race that she ever done. So she's been training, she's been trying her hardest, you know, trying to be successful as a finisher at her first LPT this weekend. And she kind of wants to encourage more people from the indoor fitness world to come out and enjoy the fresh air and the sunshine, and, you know, become more outdoorsy.
And the beautiful location of where the Laguna Phuket Triathlon is being held. Well, big respect to her, and of course big respect to everyone who's taking part in this race, because again, I'll say I couldn't do it right now without a lot of thought and training. Now, what do people get when they register, Kunnate? Because obviously some people get super excited, not only about the race, but also about what they get in their goodie bag, and especially the shirts. And I've seen them. They look really cool.
Yeah, well, every year we try to come up with a new, like, visual concept, you know, new theme for the race kit and the visual. So people always keeps being excited about our race. This year is a tropical theme, so you can see on the T-shirt, on the wrist shirt, on the goodie bag. They were going to get a wrist bag, a bib number, a finisher shirt. It's only for the ones who cross the finish line and the medals, obviously. So those are included in the race kit, race pack, and also the race booklet with all the information we've designed. It's very nicely, so you can keep that as a token of memory as well.
Well, I think that's what people do, wear them with pride. Yeah. I've actually got them right in front of me right now because I'm online at the facebook.com events at the LPT Charity Fun Run 2019, which I've got a link on our Facebook. And they look great. They look really good. I mean, my favorite color is green, and especially that turquoisey Laguna green. I love it. I think it's a great combo. And it looks lovely. It's got some nice bright colors on as well. And it is people wearing with pride after the event because they love to run. They get them on and it's like different years shows that you've supported. And of course, that is something else that is very important, is supporting the charity, of course, CFF, the Children First Fund.
Right. Yeah. And Children First Fund was launched in 2017 as well, like the charity fund run. We launched it to help support seven orphanages in Phuket, you know, where there are about 400 underprivileged children. So each month, CFF, what they do is they will go out to the seven orphanages in Phuket and deliver sustenance and food items and make sure that we are taking part in improving their livelihood. Even for a little bit, it's still something we want to do. And so a big thanks, really, to all the athletes, spectators, our associates, all the donors who've been providing us with very great support for Children First Fund. And so just to share good news, Children First Fund now has enough fund to support themselves for at least to 2022. So big thanks to everyone for helping us making that happen. So we will make sure that from now to at least to 2022, we will be delivering the monthly food and sustenance to the seven orphanages in Phuket.
And that's a lovely update as well to find out that, couldn't it? Because I know a lot of people, it's obviously the races, but there's also other events that happen through the year as well. I know that we've been going with the golf events, which was celebrated when Banyan Tree 25 years, and also that went into a Children First Fund day for golf as well, and all these kind of things to raise money. So everyone who's been taking part in that can feel very proud that they are helping, not just now, but into the future as well.
Definitely, and I'd like to invite anyone, I mean, at please, spectators, anyone who will be joining us this weekend the race weekend, to visit the CSR booth at the expo area. They will be there telling you more about Children First Fund and their work, and you can help being part of the help to the seven orphanages as well.
And of course, if anyone's listening and they have a little extra, it's always nice to give more. Much appreciated from everyone and, of course, the kids. So that's one more time, let's run through, Kunnate. So it's happening on the 23rd and the 24th. Mm-hmm. There's still places left for the full triathlon. And also on the Saturday, which is the fun run and charity run, which is happening on the Saturday as well. Yeah, correct?
Yes.
So anyone who wants to get involved, I have posted on our Phuket Live Radio Facebook page and the Phuket News Facebook page, so it's easy to just go straight there, find the link. It's got the poster on there, and we have the link to the Facebook page for the triathlon event and also where you can register at lagunaphukettri.com. Kunnate, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much, Kat.
It's much appreciated that you're doing great things on the island as well. We love Laguna. We love all the hotels in Laguna and all the team. And Kunnin as well, who's here. Let's say a quick hello to Kunnin. Thank you, Kunnin.
Definitely the feelings mutual, Kun Jason. And I'd like to make one shout out, if I can.
Of course you can.
Laguna Phuket Triathlon could never be possible if without the help from our partners like Phuket Province, TAT Phuket, TG, and yourself, like Class Act and Phuket News, who's been wonderful partners with us, and many other sponsors and partners that the names are quite long. So, but thanks to all for joining us and supporting us and making this happen one more time. We are so proud to be the owner, together of this Asia's longest standing triathlon race. So we are proud of that, and we hope everyone in Phuket is sharing the pride with us. Ha.
You're very welcome. And Kutnay, I forgot to say in the middle, I should have asked as well to say, in Pasa Thai, doi, we've got Thai listeners, maybe just a quick invitation.
Ka. ก็สวัสดีค่ะทุกคนก็เสาร์อาทิตย์ที่13 24พฤศจิกายนนี้นะคะใครที่ลงสมัครไว้แล้วไปเจอกันนะคะที่ Laguna Phuket Trail กีฬาค่ะแล้วก็ใครที่ยังไม่ได้สมัครนะคะเรายังมีที่ว่างเหลือสำหรับระยะเต็มของ Trail กีฬาแล้วก็วิ่งการกุศลนะคะ Laguna Phuket Trail กล้าก้าวต่อไปด้วยกัน2กิโลเมตร5กิโลเมตรแล้วก็10กิโลเมตรค่ะแต่ก็สำหรับระยะสปรินต์หรือไตรกีฬาระยะสั้นนะคะตอนนี้เต็มแล้วนะคะไว้ปีหน้านะคะแล้วก็ใครที่ยังไม่พร้อมสำหรับการลงไตรกีฬาก็มาชมกิจกรรมสนุกๆ นะคะมาเจอนักไตรกีฬาระดับโลกที่จะมาเยี่ยมภูเก็ตในเสาร์อาทิตย์ที่จะถึง 23-24 พฤศจิกายนนี้ค่ะเจอกันนะคะ
ครับผมสู้ๆนะครับพี่น้องครับโอเคคุณเนท thank you very much for coming in คุณเนท thank you for coming in as well and good luck to all the team at Laguna Phuket for the Laguna Phuket Triathlon 2019 and the LPT Fun Run as well โชคดีนะครับ
ขอบคุณค่ะ see you เจอกันค่ะ